To be my devotee is not to side with cockamamie religion, you see? Loony cultism and so on. Not at all. But it's also not to be bound to cockamamie science. Cockamamie anything. And if you have the inclination, you can be my devotee and do science. Just as you could be a baker or a plumber or whatever. Do whatever. Science is a kind of ordinary human enterprise in that it's about the investigation of the signs and effects of broken light, of appearances, in other words. True religion is about the way of always present time realization of inherently unbroken, indivisible, indestructible light, or reality itself. There's no conflict then between true religion and science any more than there's a conflict between true religion and life. But science can be engaged egoically and on the basis of wrong principles, just as life altogether can. And it must be corrected by the discipline of truth, as every aspect of human life must be, if there is to be brightening by me. Or in other words, enlightenment. True religion is not a manifestation of the human cognitive mind. This man who wrote the book speaks of the knowing or cognitive human mind from the point of view of contemporary scientific investigation, and then criticizes religion. But it's criticizing exoteric or ordinary religion, the religion that is a manifestation of the cognitive mind or of human ordinariness. True religion is not a manifestation of the cognitive mind. It is not a manifestation of conditional existence. It is a revelation in the midst of conditional existence, a revelation to conditional existence, a revelation to everything that the human being is, therefore. A revelation that fits all aspects of the human being to reality. Fitted to reality, you can live life better. Therefore, you can do science better, too. You can do anything better. Or in a true disposition, in other words, a right disposition.
So fairly recently, many scientists viewed science as a way to understand objective reality, but they still had a sense that subjective reality was something apart. However, recently, leading scientists have begun to take on consciousness itself, human experience itself, as a subject of legitimate scientific
biology. Not so much consciousness itself, but the word consciousness means knowing with. In other words, consciousness as a function of the human operation of knowing. See, consciousness itself is a transcendent matter. So science is addressing currently consciousness as part of the knowing apparatus, or the psychophysical apparatus, and declaring it largely to be just part of mortality or materiality. The consciousness itself is not being accounted for. It may be being damned by certain propagandists in the midst of their theorizing in these terms, but they're not dealing truly with consciousness itself, or energy itself, reality itself. They're making statements about it, but they are in doing so, being mere propagandists, adherents of a philosophy, not being scientists, but being propagandists for scientific materialism, which is a mode of science that's associated with the ancient tradition of materialism. It's a philosophy being propagandized rather than a mode of free inquiry going on about its business. For instance, back in the 70s, I noticed it in a game of Trivial Pursuits one time. It said that a group of the world's leading scientists got together in the 70s and declared that there was absolutely no foundation for astrology. What is the basis for doing this? It's not that those scientists, or science in general, has actually investigated the matter in a mode of, you know, as a free inquiry, fully and thoroughly investigated, and found that there was nothing to it whatsoever. It's that they are philosophically disinclined to allow it. They're functioning like religious propagandists of the exoteric kind, damning a mode of human endeavor that doesn't square with their philosophical point of view. What business has science got having a philosophical point of view? Free inquiry does not have a point of view in that sense, you see. It doesn't propagandize. It inquires freely.
Beloved, I feel because of your pattern, though, something, there is beginning to appear to be a shift in the paradigm. Mm-hmm. In that there are people within the scientific community who are beginning to try themselves, even within their limited understanding, to pose great questions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the coming together of neurophysiologists and other people who, from a scientific point of view, are saying that consciousness is just an extension of brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man...
brain chemistry?
Right, exactly.
Brain chemistry is a species of light,
right,
of energy.
Yeah.
But when they say it's brain chemistry or the body is just matter, they think they're saying something damning and profound and absolute that reduces everything to mortality, ultimately to nothingness. You see? So there are things that can be said about, you know, the flesh body or brain chemistry or whatever that are addresses to mechanistic matters and so forth. But brain chemistry itself, being light, as all manifest form is, you see, the whole matter could be examined, the whole subject could be examined in an entirely different fashion, you see. Everything, you know, human beings are material in some sense, obviously, using the word if it has any great meaning. And you could talk about human beings from that point of view. But on the other hand, what is matter? Matter is light, so that's a whole other way to approach it. Even in your apparent materiality, you are energy. Energy is forever conserved, indestructible. It can be changed. It cannot be destroyed. Therefore, you cannot be destroyed. You simply cannot. All kinds of transformations are possible, but that's all. So brain chemistry, blah, 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 yes, but brain chemistry is light. All of these apparent material processes and so forth are ultimately a play of light. You presently exist in a state of indestructible unity with primary light itself.
No.
Consciousness does. Therefore, everything arising is in a state of indivisible unity with reality. This is the basis for true science, also true religion. It's the basis for a greater free inquiry.